take care of him. And make mitzvah, even though it's not the kavdik for you, still you're supposed to go ahead and take care of the kavur. That's the chiddush. Then it says, "Ashayasun zulus nemeshuot adin." The other Rabbi Yochanan loichovo Yerushalayim ela al shaldonu bo din Torah. Only because they did the din of the Torah. For the Gemara, what's wrong with that? Eladino de Megisto ledaino. Like, what else you wanted to do? Actually, the Tamiya, the Megisto Guzo, Hadaina be Yisurim, or the Chazaka, the Chareva of the Kama, Dina Megisto. Like, what else you want to do? You want to do a bad din? Like, who is something good they did? They did the din. Elaima, so why is the Chor of Yerushalayim? Elaima, say better, Shemidu Dineyam al Din Tero, Loi Ovdu Lufne Meshur Din. I mean, they only did exactly what they had to, and they didn't do more. That's one of the reasons why it was chor. I tell you that even though the Gemara in Yuma says it was chor mishum sin achinim, they hated one another. But so it says it means the whole garma. Both of these things caused it. Both of these two things caused it. That's why we have this reason. It says kahirosu nevi shmol hadid usnei mishurot hadid. Now the Mishnah says eizehu yaveidu. What's called an aveda? Mosa chamor oy poro roya baderech. You find a chamor or a poro that's going in the road. It's roya baderech. Yeah. Ezel aveda mosa chamor oy poro roya baderech. You find them pasturing in the fields. Ain't to aveda. That's not called an aveda. The Sefer Keres Yonah left it there. He knows where it is. That's not called an Aveda. Herzira, ain't an Aveda. Chamor v'kelev hapuchin. You find a donkey, and his kelev, his saddle is turned upside down. Or else pori, you find the cow. Rotsa ben akramim. The cow is running in between the krumim, in between the vineyards. So, halacha is harezu Aveda. That's called an Aveda. Because there we see, it's lost. In the first case, the owner put it there. These are called Aveda, and therefore you have a chiyuv to return it. Now, Hechzira, if you returned it once, or Borcha, the animal ran away. Hechzira, you have to return a second time. Or Borcha ran away. Afidu abo b'chamisha pom, chayiv lachzira. You have to keep on returning it. Shenem, the pasuk says, Hoshev teshivan, a double oshin. No matter how many times you find it, you have to return it. Ho yevotel misela. And let's say, by you doing this, you lost the seller. Ho yevotel misela. By you returning this Aveda, you're losing out a seller. So lo yom, you shouldn't say lo tain li seller. You shouldn't tell him, listen, give me the seller that I lost by returning your thing. Like I had to stop doing my work to return your Aveda. So you don't have a right to tell him, listen, pay me by the seller. Ela rather noisin lo yischara kapoyo. He'll only pay you the wage of a regular worker. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what the chiddush is. You don't get the payment that you would have received for your work, but he only has the right to pay you how much a worker, he would have hired a worker to return it for him. If Yeshem Bezdin, if there's a Bezdin over there, and now you want to stop your work to return the Aveda, Master Befnei Bezdin, you have a right to make a sign in front of Bezdin. We'll soon see what that means also in the Gemara. That you only want to do it if you get back the wages that you're losing out now. But in Yeshem Bezdin, if no Bezdin, then if they meet me yisnes shalai kaidim, if there's no bezdin, then he can't make any tanoim. So then we said a slurry shalai kaidim, that sometimes you don't have to stop to return the aveda. You don't have to lose out so much. Therefore, in these cases, you won't have to return it. So we had before. That was the puzzle we had before. In the case there, by stopping and returning it, you'll lose out more than the aveda is worth, and you're not going to get the money back. Then you do not have to return. Then you put. Tali Gemara says. Also, kol hani the amrina lava aveda heavy. What is the Mishnah saying? Is there aveda mashma? This is the first time we're explaining what an aveda is. We had all the Mishnahs before that are called an aveda. Amri Rav Yehuda Hachikama. Here's what I mean to say. Eizo iklal aveda. What's the klal? Rashi says like stam aveda shemachak shem shom shaloi midas baila. How do we know something is there not because the owner put it there? Then it's chayiv bo. Then you chayiv to return it. That means to explain now. Motzeh chamor u'poro royim b'derech. If stam find the poro and chamor, stam pasturing in the field, ain't to aveda. That's not called an aveda. Because you have a right to say the owner left it there and he'll come back to take it. It's not lost. Floyd mechayiv bo. You don't have a chiyuv to return it. But chamor, if you find a donkey, or else and the kelev apuchim, its saddle, the stuff on top of it turned upside down. Or else poro, you find a cow. that Sverosa Ben Akrom that's running between the Kerem, between the vineyards, Harezu Aveda, that's called an Aveda. Because it's not normal for a Porah to be running between the Kromen. They'll ruin it. So therefore, for sure, it's a lost one, and therefore, the mitzvah to return it. On the Chayuvo, Fred Gemaru, Liyoyla. Like we always say, it's Midastia, that in the owner, Rashi says, Liyoyla Betimiyah. Like Mashma, whenever you find the chamor or the porah roi maderech, it's not an aveda. Let's say you see it there day and night for a month straight. You still want to say it's not called an aveda? Why not? Like in a month, for sure you see the owner lost it there. The Gemara says, "Amir Rav Yudam Arav, Ashloshi Yom Enchnam. It's only for 3 days. If you see it there the first 3 days, you're supposed to leave it." After 3 days, then there's a mitzvah to return it. Hechidon, what are we talking about over here? Even though they lost it, it's at night time. Like nobody leaves their animals outside at night. So if you see it there at night in the field, it should be called an aveda right away. And if you only see it there by daytime, even if you see it there for 30 days straight, so what? Every single day, the owner takes it out, and then it brings it back again. So what are you telling me? There's a time limit of 3 days. If it's found there at night time, so one day you should have to return it. If you only see it there by daytime, then you should always be a chayv. You should always be potter. So Gemara says, like three cases like this, you saw it very early, you saw it there at evening. In other words, you didn't see it mamash at night. It just like Rashi says, b'kat musa means lefnei los hashachar. You saw it very early in the morning, before los hashachar. And also you saw it by harvest, by marav time. So therefore, plus the yom, if it happened 3 days, I remember this from Yisramalah. It could happen that sometimes the owner let it go out very early in the morning, and sometimes he let it stay late at night also. But you didn't see it in the middle of the night. Then it'll be called an aveda right away. You only saw it early in the morning and late at night. So then, if it only happened 3 times, we say the owner could be still watching it. You don't have a chiyuv to return it. V'nafik tvei, yeah, v'nafik. But tvei, if you find there more than 3 days. Then for sure you have a right to say it's lost, and therefore there wouldn't be, he'd have to return it. Tanya Nam Yachud, don't let this also. Mose Talis, if you found a Talis, the Kardim or a hatchet, the Asartio, Rashi says, Derek Bush Rabim, a place where Rabim goes, that's where you found the place where Rabim goes. Or is it then Lochriz, Harezu Aveda, Uporo, the Asartio, Derek Bush, the place where Rabim walked. Or else it says Uporo Rotsa Ben Akrom, or else the Poro is running between the Kromim. Harezu Aveda, that's called the good Aveda, that's called lost. Because people don't put these things down in a Derech L'Rabin, or they don't put it down between the, you don't let your Poro run between the Kromim. What about Talis Bitsad Geder? Let's say you found the Talis on the side of a wall, or carved them, the Tachik Bitsad Geder, on the side of a wall, Uporo Roya Ben Akrom, and the Poro was not Rotsa, he wasn't running. He was just eating roya ben akronim. Well, some say the girsa should be asofim. The growth of the girsa, to take out the word ben akronim, it should be asofim. When you found them pasturing in the fields, then ain't zu aveda, that's not called an aveda. Because we don't have a right to say the owner lost it there. Most probably the owner left it there. And it's going to come back. That's not called an aveda. Now, gimu yomim zeachazeh, you found it 3 days one after another, harei zu aveda, that's called an aveda. 3 days, like we had before, Mustan, you see it early, you see it late at night, after 3 days, you have a right to say it's lost, you have a chiyuv to return it. If you see water about to come into somebody's field, there's an overflow of water about to come into somebody's field, then ruin his field. There's a chiyuv for you to go put a wall there and protect his field. And Amar Rabba says, the Pasuk says, L'chol aveda sochicha. You have to return any aveda of your brother of another Jew. Comes the rabbis, comes to include aveda's karka. Like this last case. Even in a case where water is coming into your friend's field, and the water now will ruin the field, that's called an aveda's karka. It's called that the land will be lost. So there's also mitzvah hashava. You have a chiyuv to stop that lost karka. So how do you stop the karka from being lost? If the water is about to come in, try and stop the water from coming in. So therefore you're supposed to build a fence, do what you could, to stop the water from coming in. Oh, Malay Rav Chananya. The Rav, Tanya de Miserlach, I have a riot to you. It says, Ro, Mayim, Sheshay from the boy, if you see water coming down, You're supposed to make the gedim in front of it. So curious to Uriah, there's a mitzvah to save the karka. Omle said back to him, just from this proof alone, this law will not be a proof to me. I tell you, hocha b'mayaskin. You know what we're talking about over here? V'di'ika oimrin. We're talking about over there that there's oimrin, there's bundles of flax. Oimrin, there's bundles of wheat on the field. So therefore, the mitzvah hashava is not for the karka. Maybe karka, there's no mitzvah hashava. But there's a mitzvah hashava on the oimrin. That's why you have to stop the water from coming in. The Gemara says, e'di'ika oimrin, if there are bundles of wheat there, ma'ilu meimrin, what do you have to tell me? Pshita then. Like if you see water is about to come into this field and ruin these bundles of wheat, so it's almost like an aveda. Avadi, you have a mitzvah shavas aveda to stop it from being lost. So the Gemara says, lo tzricha di is po'imrim te tzricha li'arya, that these are bundles of wheat that still attached to the ground and still need the ground. So now the time I would have thought to say, kivon the tzricha li'arya, since they still need the ground, kigufa d'arya dami, that make it considered like karka itself. And we have a tzad now to say that karka is potter from Hashavas Aveda. So Kamash will know that this wheat, even though the Maisa is still needed to the ground, but the Maisa sits as the bundle form ready, it's seeded wheat, therefore you have a chiyuv to return. That's the chiddush over here. So could be there's no proof to him. Could be a regular karka alone, maybe a potter from Hashavah. There's no chiyuv to return karka. The chiyuv is to return these bundles of wheat. Now what's the chiddush treated? The chiddush is, even though it still needs the ground, Kamashman is called an Aveda and not called Karka. Then the Mishnah says, Motza Chamoroporo. So a goof akash, you have a theory in the Dinalocha. Or Matt, you're telling me, Motza Chamoroporo Royim Baderech, ain't to Aveda. You find a poro and a chamor pasturing in the fields, it's not called an Aveda. We say the owner left it there, and I'll come back and take it. So now, Royim Baderech, who do they have the Aveda? Only because he saw him in the road. Or Rotza Baderech? But if he's running in the street, or else v'roya ben akramim, if he's walking normally, slowly between the vineyards, heavy aveda, then it would be an aveda. The only time it's not an aveda if he's walking nicely, slowly in the fields. But if he'll be running in the fields, or he'll be walking in the kramim, mashma, then it is called an aveda. Here, so I'm a sefer. What does the sefer say? Chamor v'kelav hapuchim. If you have a chamor and its kelav will turn upside down. Or else the poro rotsa ben akramim. You find the cow that's running amongst the kramim, amongst the vineyard. That's not normal. Because a cow to run in the vineyard, he could ruin it. So then for sure it's lost. The owner didn't leave it there, for sure it's lost. Harezu aveda, that's called an aveda. So the eagle is now only rotsa ben akramim. Who the hell the aveda? Only because he was running between the vineyard. That's why it's called an aveda. Mashma rotsa baderech, it will just be running in the street. Or else v'roya ben akramim, if he'd be walking nicely between the vineyards, ain't to aveda, it's not called an aveda. So what's the theory here? Is it called an aveda walking through the vineyards or not? So Gemara says, I'll tell you, Om Rabaya Yaked Olav Riyayu, his friend will come and tell on it. Whereas one explains the other. Tona roya b'derech lehevi aveda. It says first, if it's roya, if it's shef walking nicely in the road, it's not called an aveda. Now I tell you, that means to say, V'hu adin l'roya ben akramim. Avada, any time you're a roya, any time the animal is walking nicely, that's not called an aveda. So even though he's walking ben akramim, if he's doing it nicely, that's not called an aveda. Tona, we learned, rotsa ben akramim. Then when does it say it's not called an aveda? If it was rotsa, if it was running ben akramim. The heavy, no, it says, when does it say, when is it called an aveda? Tona, rotsa ben akramim. If you find the animal running between the vineyards, that's for sure lost.
Alright, turn over.
Not called an aveda if it was rotsa, if it was running ben akramim. The heavy, the note says, when does it say when is it called an aveda? Tono. Rotsa ben akramim. If you find the animal running between the vineyards, that's for sure lost. The heavy aveda. And I'll tell you maybe, v'hu adin l'rotsa b'derech. And the same way Khabib is running on the derech, that's also called an aveda. Because any time the animal is running, it's called an aveda. That's not normal. Any time the animal is walking normally, that's called, the owner will come back and receive it. That's not called an aveda. Omele Rabba said, he yagad olivriye, if you want to say one is coming to explain the other, listen to kilsa, let's just say the cow, the easier one. The kol shchein chamirte, for sure the stronger one. In other words, listen, should have said, rotsa the derech, the aveda, that's all. just should have said, you know what's called an Aveda? If you see it running in the road, not even running in the vineyard, you just see it running in the road, that's also called an Aveda. If I would have said that, then for Kol Shechem, for sure I would know that Rotsa Ben Akramim, that for sure, but running in the vineyard, that's even worse. They will ruin it, for sure it's called, before it's called an Aveda. And also, the listener should have said, Roya Ben Akramim, that if it's pasturing nicely, walking nicely between the vineyard, the Loi have you Aveda, that's not called an Aveda. If I would have said that, then for Kol Shechem, for sure I would understand Roya Bederach. For sure, I would understand if it's a Raya Baderach, for sure it's not called an Aveda. So what's going on? That can't be Pshat. Elu Amaro, therefore, Rabbah says like this. Rotsa, Rotsa Lakasha. That's if you have a Diyak. One place is Matzma, Rotsa, if it's running in the street, it is called an Aveda. One place is Matzma, it's not called an Aveda. Say like this. Lakasha. Ho di Apo Lagabe Davro. If its face is turning towards the fields, then it's called an Aveda. Ho di Apo Lagabe Masa. If it's running towards the city, then it's not called an Aveda. Towards the city would not be called an Aveda. But then it's coming back home, that's not called an Aveda. And Roya, Roya Namalakasha, that's what we have a theory when it's walking nicely in the vineyard. Is it called an Aveda or not? We have a theory. I'll tell you. Kan the Aveda's Gufa, Kan the Aveda's Karka. One's talking about Aveda's Gufa, one's talking about Aveda's Karka. Another way that Rashi Farsh will soon explain it. The way this Kagrash says, "Mechayev loitzi misham has to krumim," that you have to get it out of the krumim in order not to ruin the krumim. It looks like this: Ki ketani roya b'derech. When do we have the mashmois that it was just walking through the roads? The loy heavy aveda is not called an aveda. Ho roya ben akrumim. Mashma though it's walking through the vineyards, it is called an aveda. You know what type of an aveda it is? Heavy aveda. The aveda is karka. There it means to say is that if you see a cow walking through the vineyard, there's a mitzvah to get it out of the vineyard. Not because of the mitzvah to return the cow to the owner. No. If the cow is walking normally, I say it's not lost. The owner knows where it is. But still it's called an Aveda, you have to get it out of the vineyard because it's ruining the vineyard. So if there's Shabbat Aveda of the vineyard, you have to get rid of it. V'chi ketoni, when do we learn? Rotsa ben akrum hevi Aveda. One place mashma only when it's running in the krumim. That's called an Aveda. For Roya ben akrum, if it's only walking nicely, shepherd, pasturing nicely in the krumim, Loi hevi Aveda, that's not called an Aveda. I tell you, that's the Aveda's Gufa. That's the gate to return the cow itself. The Rotsa ben akrumim miskarim. That if it runs through the krumim, that shows it's lost. So Hasa ba chabura. I mean, the make a chabura means a ruin for itself. It'll like make itself bleed. Therefore, it's called lost. Therefore, there'll be a mitzvah hashava to return the cow to its owner. But v'roya ben akromim, it's only walking nicely ben akromim, loy miskarva. It won't hurt itself. It won't ruin itself. So therefore, there's no chiyav hashava on the cow itself. That's the teretz. When is the chiyav hashava not? Now, v'roya ben akrom, even when it's walking nicely between the kromim, tehid nehid loy miskabo, sure, it won't hurt itself, it won't scratch itself, but typically mishum avedas karko. But still, you should have a chiyav to get it out of there, to return it, in order not to ruin the kerem. If you just got finished saying, at this time it ruins the kerem. And the Gemara b'tzuchti, we're talking about now, b'tzuchti, we're talking about now, this field belongs to kusi. So in such a case, you have no chiyav hashava. You have no chiyuv to stop damage to a guy. For the Gemara, but typically mishum avedas gufa. Why? The Dilma Kotlula. Now let's be afraid. If it's by a guy, maybe when the guy sees an animal in his vineyard, he'll kill it. So there should be a chiyuv hashava to return the animal to the owner. And the Gemara biasra de masri. Biasra de masri v'hodik kotli. In a place where they warn first and then they kill. Therefore, we're not afraid that the owner, the guy, will kill the animal. Therefore, there's no chiyuv hashava upon the animal. Therefore, we don't have to return the animal. It's only a shiloh that maybe is ruining the kerem itself. So we're talking about now, a kerem belonging to a guy. If it belongs to a guy, there's no chiyuv to stop an animal ruining a guy's field. The typical lady shum aveda the guy. Yeah. The dilma for the Gemara asru bo, maybe the guy don't want him already once. And therefore, if you don't take him out now, he'll kill him. And the Gemara he asru bo, lo yizdaru bo, vadi aveda midasi. Like if the guy already warned the owner of the shore and told him, listen, I don't want to let your shore walk through my vineyard. If I see him through here again, I'll kill him. Then you don't have the chiyav hashava to return it to the owner. Like if the owner received the warning already, and the owner didn't care, and let his shore walk through the field, that's called an aveda midas. Because like the owner doesn't care, you will not have a chiyuv to return it. Then the Mishnah says, achzira, if you returned it to Vorcha, ran away, or Vorcha, you have to keep on returning it. Eima, why don't you say no? Let's say Hoshev means Chazim at one time. Teshuva means Trezim. You only have to return it two times, that's all. How do you know even four or five or four Loyla? Ovalay answered back, no. Hoshev afilu kufpa mamashma. Instead of Lashon of Hoshev, mashma, you always have to say to return it, even 100 times. Teshuva, when it says the word Teshuva, I'll tell you, Ainli yelo lebeisai. You only have to return it to his house. What are we talking about over here? Edom, in three of these cases are watched, if it's the watch, or if the churba or the ginos is watched, so pshita, avadi can return it. Edom, in three, if it's not watched, amai, how come you can return it there? It's not called a good hashava. So I say, liyolim, really, the mitzvah, tomorrow it's watched. Vokam ashvulot, tlaidinam das bailim, that when you return the avadi, you don't have to tell the owner you're returning it. Return it to his rishus, that's enough, as long as rishus is watched. If you steal something and you want to be mekayim mitzvah hashava, or you're shayna pikodin and you have to return it, you have to notify the owner that you're returning it. Only if you're just returning an aveda, here there's a kula, you have the right just to return it without telling the owner. Shatera rips hashavas harbe. The Torah says the hoshya tishuvin, any type of an aveda. By the shalat to shalat, says by mitzvah shlucha kan, to send it away. Eim wants to say shalach chodes dimna. To shalach trei dimna. That's all. But the bird, the mother comes back at the two times, you're allowed to keep it. Omri said back again, no. Avad to shalach means afilu meya from him. Mashma. What's the chidus? To shalach? Eim li yelad the dvar rishus. The dvar mitzvah may not even want to take it for korbin. How do we know still you have to send it away? Talmudim to shalach mekom lakim. Anyway, you have to send it away. Omri yelad rabbon on the rabbon. The Eim, why don't we say hachayach chadimna? To chiyach trad trei dimna. You only have to warn somebody one or two times. That even a Rebbe, a Talmud, also has to be Machiach as Rebbe sometimes. Alright, we'll stop.
You're holding up Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. In the bottom of the Gemara here, about these drushes again. Again, it says, Hachiach. Yeah, Omalei Humer Abon and the Rova. Four lines down from the big lines. Supposed to rebuke your friend one time. If you see him doing something wrong, give him teichacha. Teichiach, it says the second time, teichiach, teichiach. Maybe trace him the two times. That's all. So if your friend keeps on doing something bad, maybe you don't have to stop him yet two times. Or Malay, he said back, no, the pshaf in the pasuk is, teichiach, afilu kuf pomim. Even 100 times the mashma. There's no limit. Teichiach, what's the second lashon of teichiach? Ein li yelo harav le talmud. Only a Rebbe to a Talmud has the right to be Mechiach, I would have thought. But Talmud l'Rav minayin, how do I know if the Talmud sees something wrong with his Rebbe? That he's allowed to tell his Rebbe he's doing something wrong? Talmud l'Rav, when this the pasuk says, Ha'chiach te'chiach mikol makom, any time you're allowed to give te'chacha. Then the pasuk says, Azoy tazev imay, supposed to help your friend. Same li'yela ba'al of imay, only if the owner is with him, then you're supposed to help him. So Rashi says, Azoy tazev means prika. That means, helping him take off. If he has a bundle on top of him, on top of his animals, he's supposed to help him take it off. Is ainly yell if the owner is there with him. But shein bolavim, if the owner is not there, minayin, still you have the chiyuv to help take off the bundles off the animal. Talmud Leim, this apostle says, ozev tazev mikol makom. Anyway, there's a mitzvah prika of taking off bundles off the animal. Then the apostle says, hokem tokem imoy. This is the mitzvah of tina. Tina is putting it back on top of the animal. That's Hokim talking to him, help him pick it up again. Ein liyela bolavim, on if the owner is there, picking up his bang bundles on top of the animal. But shein bolavim, if the balim is not there, minayin, how do I know also still there's a mitzvah of Tina to help load the stuff? Talmud leim, Hokim talking to komakim. No matter what, there's a mitzvah to help. Now, the Gemara is, v'lom li l'michta prika, v'lom li l'michta Tina. How come I need two separate mitzvahs? There's a mitzvah of Ozav Tazoiv, that's called prika, taking off. And there's a mitzvah of Hokim Tokim, that's putting on, that's the mitzvah of Tina. What do I have to have two times for? Let it say one and I'll know the other one. Marsha Tzricha, no, I need both Tzukim. Marsha Tzricha, I need both Tzukim. Dikos, the Rachamana, prika, who would have said the word prika, just taking it off? have a min, I would have thought to say, Meshum Deikot Tzar Balachayim. You know why there's a mitzvah taking off the load off the animal? Because otherwise, Kol Zman Atanim, it's painful to the animal. That's called Tzar Balachayim. So here I understand there's a mitzvah to unload the animal. The Yikach Tzar and Kist, also there's a loss. Like if you let it stand on top of the animal will become weaker, become Yerunim. So it's called a loss. Therefore, the mitzvah to help him take off the weight off the animal. Avul tina, for putting it back on again, the last tzar balachayim. There's no tzar balachayim. When it's not on him, it doesn't bother the animal. And v'loicha saranika, there's no loss. Like holds the manasan on top of the animal, it's not being ruined. So we can't get it back on. Maybe there's no chiyuv to help him put it back on again. Hey, Maloi, that's why I need a special postik of Hokim Tokim. There's a mitzvah of Tina helping him put it back on again. Now, the Yashmin and Tina, if I would only hear the postik of Hokim Tokim, there's a mitzvah to help him put it back on again, Mishum de Bischar. Because here you're allowed to get reward, he's supposed to pay you for it. Rashi says, Shenoisn lo ischar, Yikla man yon kamon, Tina Bischar. There's a man, we'll see him aplekis soon. The woman holds that Tina's with you, he has to pay you for it. Maybe that's why there's a mitzvah. Avo prika the bechinam and helping him take off the bundles. That there you can't charge him at all. It's a mitzvah, do it for free. Aim Allah, maybe you would not have to do it. Tricha, that's why I need both sukkim to tell me there are two mitzvahs of tina and prika. Helping someone.